We're meditating in Psalm 56 today. Let's turn there. And we'll note that again, this is dedicated to the chief musician. There was a tune originally with it that was called The Silent Dove in Distant Lands. It is a miktam, or a teaching psalm, written by David when the Philistines captured him in Gath. God led him to write in these circumstances, "Be merciful to me, O God, for man would swallow me up. Fighting all day, he oppresses me. My enemies would hound me all day, for there are many who fight against me, O Most High. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? All day, they twist my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather together. They hide. They mark my steps. When they lie in wait for my life, shall they escape by iniquity? In anger, cast down the peoples, O God. You number my wanderings. Put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? When I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know, because God is for me. In God, I will praise his word. In the Lord, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Vows made to you are binding upon me, O God. I will render praises to you, for you have delivered my soul from death. Have you not kept my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living?" Well, these words of David were obviously from when he was in great trouble. In great trouble indeed. Perhaps taken by Philistines. We're not exactly sure of the circumstances mentioned here. And certainly, God has not preserved for us the tune, or it would be entirely appropriate for us to use such a tune. He has not in his providence seen to give that to us, so we sing it using other tunes. We're not commanded in God's word or forbidden to use any certain tunes. That's not a part of worship in a way. It's a circumstance. So that's not something that comes under the regulative principle of worship. Let's mention here that whatever the trouble was, David was facing trouble indeed. Trouble from all kinds of powerful enemies, and many of them. It wasn't some light little thing. This wasn't some little whiny, complaining guy here that's having some trouble with what's really a little matter. No, actually, this was a very dangerous situation indeed. One that would lead a man who had taken out a giant, who had, as a boy, taken out lions and bears attacking the flocks and herds of his father, would lead him to fear. And let's see there in verse 3, and that's a verse I've memorized long ago, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." It is entirely the case that there are some times when Christian people are led to fear. We need not, but we do sometimes. What is the best way to recover in such a situation? How can we stand when all kinds of powerful and manifold enemies are against us? Why, it is by putting our trust in the promises of God, by putting our trust in the God who promises, who has given us all things in Jesus Christ, and who has promised, folks, that whatever happens is in his control, it is in his king's control, and all that happens to us either happens or is allowed to happen for our good. It doesn't necessarily feel good at the time. It doesn't even necessarily look good for a time. But this is where we must be trusting in him who promises in and through Jesus Christ that he is working all things out for his glory and for our good. The Christian can and eventually must come to such a conclusion. That is what David does here all the way along. He has enemies who would swallow him up, who fight against him all the day and oppressing him. They seek to hound him all the day, and there are many of them. We have a refrain there, in a way, in verse 4, which we see again coming up in verse 10 and 11. We see it again, I guess it's repeated just there. But in all this difficulty, David trusts God. Now, how can this be? How can this be? David was a great sinner in many ways. David was very foolish at many times. How could the God of righteousness, how could the God of holiness be kind to David like this? It's because one would be coming someday who would achieve righteousness for David. There would be one coming someday who would die in the place of David to take the guilt and pay for the curse that David earned by his own sinfulness. It is only because of the coming Lord Jesus Christ that David was able to say these things. Our Lord Jesus, who went through all these things that David is complaining of in an even greater way. I was struck as I was reading this again at verse 5. All day they twist my words. Think of how the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, everybody would take Jesus' words, take his teaching, and try to twist it, and take his actions and try to put a bad cast upon them, or as we would say today, a bad spin to them. If he acted in somewhat of a, well, what some people would call puritanical way today, if he would act in a very, very ascetic sort of way, kind of like his cousin John the Baptist, then they would accuse him of being crazy, just like some of them did with John the Baptist. If he would live a little more like normal people and would invite sinners to himself to come and be redeemed, why, they said he was a drunkard and a glutton. So everything he did, they tried to put a bad spin to it. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather together. Think of the Sanhedrin gathering together. Actually, that's what the word means. Sanhedrin, a gathering together. They hide. They mark my steps. Think of them sending in secret spies. Think of them plotting and scheming to put in people to entrap him in his words. When they lie in wait for my life, think of them trying to figure out a way to kill him, even to kill Lazarus. We got to get rid of the evidence. And how delighted they were to find someone who would help them out in getting rid of Jesus in the person of Judas Iscariot. Well, shall they escape by iniquity? This is what some would fear. But no, certainly not. In the case of David and in the case of Jesus, all their plotting and scheming only led to a wonderful victory, Jesus' resurrection. Well, in all of our difficulties, we too have confidence that God will deliver. We too can say, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Because Jesus, in our day, has already come. He has already lived in the place of his people. He has already died in the place of his people. He has already gone through all this for the sake of his people. He has already raised victorious for his people. And so with confidence, when we are in trouble, in confidence, when we have enemies ranged against us as individuals, as families, as a congregation, as part of the true church of Jesus Christ, we can say we will trust in the one who promises. We will trust in the promises of that one, because they're all fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And they are all assured for us. Well, let's sing from Psalm 56 right now. There is no choice. We only have one version of it. Psalm 56.